Life Audio.
Hey sis, and welcome to Inside Out with Courtney. It's a podcast that helps thousands of women all around the globe just like you grow in Christ, character, calling, career, and community. Join me along with occasional guests as we talk about biblical truths, overcoming issues of life as Christian women, while also being encouraged and equipped for every good work as we await the return of Jesus Christ. I'm your host, Courtney Richard, and after a quick commercial break, we'll get ready to start growing from the inside out.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Well, again, welcome to the show. And today I'm going to be talking to you about how to be strong in the midst of life's struggles. Listen, I want to encourage you today. I want to encourage you with the word of God. I want to encourage you with some practical help and just some encouragement along the way. And I also want to tell you right from the gate, let me tell you, guess what? God's got you. He's got you. And so I want you to hang in there. I want you to hold on. We're in this together, so you're not in this fight alone. If you have to listen to this again and again and again to continue to be encouraged, go forth and do it. All right. So you know how I like to do. If you've ever listened to my podcast, then one of the things I like to do is break down the words that we're going to be diving into. So for starters, let's go ahead and dive in. By definition, to be strong, let me tell you what it means. Naturally, strong means to be able to withstand great force or pressure. It's having the power to perform other physically demanding tasks. So you may be doing something right now that you may find that's kind of hard. Maybe it's a task or an assignment that God has you working on. I know sometimes when we're working out, it's hard to pick up weights, right? But we're talking about spiritual weights. We're talking about the tests and the trials, the hardships that we go through in life. And so biblically, I want to tell you what it means to be strong is having physical passive power. Really think about that. Having physical passive power. Ooh, that's something to just kind of sit with and meditate on, right? And then it's also having the ability to bear or endure, to be firm, to persevere. And I'm going to talk about what perseverance looks like from a biblical perspective, but also in the natural sense as well. So just stay tuned for that. But we know that in the Bible, one of the Bible characters that I'm very familiar with that I absolutely love is Joshua. And there were a lot of times, even just in chapter one, when the Lord told Joshua to be strong and courageous. And we're going to focus on the part about being strong. Being courageous is, of course, being brave and going forth and doing what God's calling you to do in the midst of whatever it looks like. But being strong is a whole nother thing. And so that's what we're going to talk about today. So why be strong in the midst of your struggles? Well, one reason is because guess what? God has a plan for it all. Yes, I know that may be hard to hear right now, but he does. No matter how hard, no matter how just painful it is, how hurtful it is, whatever it is that you're going through, whether it's an emotional situation that's going on, whether it's something that's going on with your kids or in your marriage or on your job, financial, at your church, with a person, whatever it is, whatever the circumstance is, I want to tell you that God has a purpose. He has a plan for the pain, okay? Romans 8:28 is one of the verses that I am standing on in this season, and you are probably very familiar with it, but I want to read it, and it says this, "And we know that God is working all things out for the good to those who love him and who are called according to his purpose." Again, there is a reason, there is a plan for what you're going through, but just know that God is working it out, sis. He's working it out, even though you can't see it, even though you don't understand it. Trust me, he does nothing. He does not allow things to happen without a plan. And let me tell you something, it's going to work out. It's going to work out, and it's going to work out for your good. Even if you feel like, are you kidding me? This is going to work out for my good. Are you serious, Courtney? And I want to tell you, yes. Why? Because God's word says so. So we just have to believe it. Another thing I want to tell you is that there are blessings that are coming. Now, you may be saying, I don't feel like a blessing. I don't want a blessing. You may be saying, yes, I want the blessings. Bring it on for all the struggles and all the pain that I'm going through. And now, for me, for a minute, I was like, all the stuff that I'm going through right now, let me tell you, Lord, a blessing? I'm not looking for a blessing. But God told me, He paused me and He said, listen, Courtney, my blessings are good and you know it. And I was like, yeah. You're right. You're right. His blessings are good. And when we think about the life of Job went through some really hard trials in his life, right? One test after another. I mean, one hit after another hit after another hit. And that's what it feels like for me. I don't know if it feels like that for you. Maybe you've gone through a season like that, or maybe you're just going through a hard test right now. Maybe it's just one thing that you're dealing with, but it's really weighty, it's really heavy, and God is telling you to be strong. And I'm going to encourage you also to be strong as I am also encouraging myself in the Lord, right? Okay, so going forward, Job was blessed. He was blessed double in the end, but he had to go through all of this pain. And I want to tell you, one of the things that broke through for the blessing for Job is that he prayed for his friends that were talking against him. So if you've got people talking against you in the midst of the trial or the test or the suffering or the struggle that you're going through, let me tell you something. You're in good company. You're in good biblical company because Job went through it. So I just want you to know that a blessing is around the corner. But you've got to pray for people, okay? Pray for people, pray for your circumstance, pray through your situation. And let me tell you, don't forget to worship. Don't forget to worship. Because let me tell you, trials are going to happen in our life. I remember when Job was going through his trials, his wife really gave him a hard time. I mean, she was like, why don't you just curse God and die? I mean, their kids had died. And so she was like fed up with it. But this was Job's response. He said, shall we receive good from God? And shall we not receive evil? And in all this, Job did not sin with his lips. That's what scripture tells us. Now, let me tell you something. One of the things that I want to just really go over one more time is the part where it says, and shall we not receive evil? The evil is not from God, the evil is from Satan. Satan was looking around, seeking whom he may devour. And God was like, have you tried my servant Job? And he was like, well, I mean, he has this hedge of protection all around him. I mean, you're going to just protect him and continue to be with him. I mean, what's the point? And then he said, try my servant Job. Go ahead. And the reason why is because God knew that Job was going to get the victory. God knew that he was going to be blessed double at the end. Job didn't know it. Job had no clue, no idea. Job was a righteous man. He was blameless. That's what the scriptures tell us. And so you may be going through a situation right now where you are righteous, sister, and you are blameless in this circumstance. But God is saying, have you tried my servant? And just place your name there because Satan is looking around seeking whom he may devour. And it's all because God knows you're going to get the victory in the end. So hold on and be strong. Because guess what? Blessings are coming. Blessings are coming. Just hold on. And one thing I also want to say before I move on is this. There's a proving of your faith. Job's faith was being proven to Satan because God was going to show him that Job was not going to walk away. Job was not going to abandon his faith. Job was going to stand strong in the midst of all of the adversity. And so that's what God is wanting you and I to do right now is to stand strong and to be strong in the midst of the struggles, in the midst of the trials, in the midst of the adversity, in the midst of the pain. He wants us to stand strong. And I want to read a verse that just adds a little bit more weight to this to help you to just gain a little bit more understanding about the proving of your faith when you're being tested. And this is what 1 Peter 1, 6 and 7 says. It says, in all things, this you greatly rejoice. Now you may be thinking, Courtney, why am I even going to rejoice in this? I'm hurting right now. But listen. Remember I talked about that worship earlier? This is what it goes on to say. Though now for a little while you may have to suffer grief and all kinds of trials, and these have come so that the proven genuineness of your faith of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Again, he's proving you, sister. He's refining you. He's refining me. And one of the books that I love by June Hunt is called Trials. And the subtitle is God's Refining Fire. And I'm going to mention this in the show notes. So go ahead and grab this from Amazon. But it is such a good book. And it really breaks down why we go through the trials that we go through and what is God doing. And it really helps you to understand his refining fire. So again, God knows what he's doing. He knows that Satan is waging this war against you, but he also knows that you're going to get the victory. You're going to win in the end. So just hold on. All right. Well, let's take a quick break to hear a word from our sponsors. And when I get back, I want to encourage you some more as I share with you on how to be strong in the midst of life struggles. I'll be back soon. Okay, well, welcome back. We're going to go ahead and dive more into this topic. And so the next thing that I want to talk to you about is perseverance. I want you to persevere in the midst of life struggles, because perseverance is all about being strong and pressing through and doing what God's calling you to do in the midst of the way you feel, regardless to how you feel. And it's not easy. Trust me, I know it is not easy, but God is calling us to do this. He's calling us to persevere. And so in the midst of these struggles, I want you to press. Okay, no matter how tough, I want you to press through it. Full transparency, it was hard to do this podcast episode today. It really was, just because I'm really going through. But God impressed upon my heart. He's like, you got to press. You've got to do this. You've got to go forth. You've got to encourage my people. And so one of the things I want to tell you is that we never go through what we're going through just for us. There's always a reason for why we're going through it, and because someone else is going through it, and you're going to need to encourage them because of what you're going through or what you've been through. And so how many times do you look back on your life and you say, that's why I went through that. That's why I went through that. Because a friend needed a word of encouragement. Someone needed to know the word of your testimony. Someone needed to hear your story because they were living it at that moment. I also want to share with you a scripture about perseverance in James 1:12. And this is what it says. Blessed is the one who perseveres under trial, because having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him. I know you love him, sis. And so guess what? Hang in there. Persevere underneath the trial and stand firm. It's just a test. It's just God allowing your faith to be proven. And I want you to stand. You know, we know about the parable about the different soil. And one of the soils was rocky. And that rocky soil was all about life struggles and life's trials. And when you're being persecuted and when you're going through some hard times. And what you want to do is you don't want to be that rocky soil. You want to be able to stand firm in your faith. And you want to be in the good soil, right? Me too. I want to be in the good soil. I want my seed to be planted in the good soil. And I want that for you as well. If you have some time, go back and read about the parable of the soil. You will be blessed. You will be encouraged. And it will help you to stand strong in the midst of your struggles. All right. So as I get ready to close, I want to tell you that being strong is not just being strong in yourself, but it's being strong in the Lord. And I want to read a passage of scripture that actually the Apostle Paul shared with the church of Ephesus. And I want to encourage you with these words. I'm going to echo exactly what he said. In Ephesians 6:10-13, it says, finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. And guess what? Here's the other part to that. We do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm. That's what this is all about. It's about standing firm in the evil day. This is evil that the enemy has brought upon your house, upon your situation, upon your circumstance, whatever it is that you are dealing with. God is allowing it because he knows that it's just your faith being proven, that you're being refined by fire, but that you are going to get the victory because he is going to get the victory. And no matter what, this is going to work out for your good, dear sister, dear listener. Listen. This right here will work out for your good in the end, because you love God and because you are called according to his purpose. Hang in there and be strong. Thanks for joining me. While I pray that this episode has helped you, also if you need prayer or just want to let me know how this episode has served you, you can email me directly at insideoutwithcourtney@gmail.com. Also, be sure to connect with me on social media, subscribe to the Inside Out with Courtney podcast and blog, and don't forget to tell other women about it. I'd also love it if you could leave a review, and also don't forget to grab a freebie of your choice at CourtneyRichard.com. If you're hosting an event, let me know all about it by visiting CourtneyRichard.com/booking. Now, before I go, I just want to take a quick moment to thank the team at Life Audio for their partnership with me on the podcast. If you go to lifeaudio.com, you will find dozens of other faith-centered podcasts in their network. And let me tell you something, they've got shows about prayer, Bible study, parenting, and so much more. All right, and that's it for now. Until next time, remember, Jesus Christ is coming back soon. So let's get ready from the inside out.
Want to learn more about God and His will for your life one verse at a time? I'm Quinice Petway, co-host of the Your Daily Bible Verse podcast. I'm inviting you to tune in and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.